Hour three, radio get-together. Chris Moore with you till 6:50. That's when the Devils take on the Red Wings. Nice to have you with us on this Saturday afternoon. A beautiful one in the New York metropolitan area. Hope you're out enjoying it, walking off that bird. I did a lot of walking, but it really didn't help. There's just too much food and too little time. But it is a tradition like no other, right? So hope you enjoyed the holiday weekend and you didn't fight over politics or religion or anything else that people fight about. Thanksgiving holiday weekend. We got our eyes on Alabama-Auburn. As Jacob told you, Ohio State had no problem with Michigan. And that sets up a matchup with Wisconsin next week. If Wisconsin wins, they'll be in the Final Four. If Ohio State wins, the water will be muddied even further. Auburn has really driven it down the field extremely well, and they score a touchdown with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter to take the lead 6-0 on Alabama down at Jordan-Hare. We've got Chris Hart and Pete Hoffman on the other side of the glass, and we promise you a little jet chatter to start this 4 o'clock hour. And Dennis Wozniak Jr. Joins us now to do just that. You can follow him on Twitter at DWAZ73. Covers the Jets, among other things, for AP. Dennis, how are we this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Chris. You know what? I have to tell you, you've become part of the Wozniak holiday tradition because last year we put up our tree and our lights, and then I talked to you about the Jets. This year, same thing. So all you need to do is get in on the Wozniak Secret Santa, and you got it.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, you know, I thought you were going to say that my yearly tradition of reminding people that it's a great opportunity to give your mother-in-law the bird on Thanksgiving Day. I know a lot of people do enjoy giving their mother-in-law the bird and having her say thank you on Thanksgiving Day. So that is another tradition, but we won't go into that one. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, I'm not touching that one.
No, probably not a good idea. So, Dennis, let me ask you this. It's funny. We've had this discussion the last couple hours about the difficult position that all teams are in, all sports, in trying to develop talent and answer questions within their roster, at the same time giving the paying customer an opportunity to see their team win. In other words, putting the best players on the field to give them a chance to win. And we have in New York this double-edged sword with McCown playing while Petty and Hackenberg sit, and with Manning playing while Webb sits, because the guys at the top, McCown and Manning, give their team the best chance to win, but maybe aren't the future of either organization in a year or two. It's difficult, isn't it, for these teams?
Yeah, I think so. There's a fine line here. And when you talk about the Giants, obviously you have a guy who's been here forever in Eli, and he's played, you know, however many games in a row. He's got that streak going, and he's won 2 Super Bowls, and there's that, you know, part of it. And you don't know with Davis Webb if he is the future of that franchise. With the Jets, you have a guy who's in Josh McCown who's just kind of been here for a few months, and he clearly is not the future of the franchise. But I think what you're seeing with the Jets franchise is that neither Bryce Petty nor Christian Hackenberg are regarded part of the future of this franchise. I think all the signs indicate that. I think Todd Bowles said something. It was very kind of matter of fact, and somebody asked a couple of weeks ago, like, hey, you know, is there a point at, you know, which we'll see one of those guys? And he said, I saw those young guys in the summer.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, that spoke volumes, that, you know, to me and to a lot of the other people following the team. I mean, they've seen these guys and they know, like, okay, well, you know what? These guys, we don't think they have it. So I think that's where we are with the Jets right now.
Yeah. When you look at an organization, someone said to me, well, you know what? Why are they not, you know, admitting that, or why aren't they moving on? Well, they drafted Sanchez. They had to say goodbye there. They drafted Geno Smith. They brought in Tim Tebow. They have Hackenberg and Petty now. At some point, you get tired of admitting you were wrong. And maybe it's just as simple as they don't want to admit they're wrong publicly because they got too many wrongs behind them in the last 6-8 years here.
Yeah, I think there might be something to that, but it's been different administrations as well, you know, different front offices that have gone through that. You had Tannenbaum, you had Idzik, you had, you know, now you have Maccagnan. I think the optics are bad when you have all of these quarterbacks, but I mean, that's been the everlasting search for this franchise. I mean, it's one thing with the Browns, what they've gone through over the last, you know, 25, 30 years, but since Namath, and you know, you've had Ken O'Brien, you know, Richard Todd, kind of Sanchez, I mean, Pennington. Who, you know, who was that guy? And I think because of that, there's such a focus on the quarterback. And you know, I, as you know, it's the most important position in sports. It's regarded as, and it, you just, this franchise hasn't had that guy. I mean, for 1 year, a half a season, Brett Favre came in here, lit it up, and then, you know, his shoulder fell off. And, you know, we know what happened there. And it just, it's just 1 year after another, one quarterback after another. They trade up, they get Sanchez, like you said. And I just think with Hackenberg, they knew he would be kind of a project. With Petty, the same thing. And, I mean, it just, I think they consider Petty a possible backup, you know, a guy who could be serviceable. I just don't know that they think Hackenberg will be a bona fide starter in the NFL. Because you would think there would be more positive at this point, a year and a half in.
Yeah.
And there isn't.
And the fear now, you know, callers calling and saying it, there's fear all the time that this is a team that went with Fitzpatrick and then went with him again, going with McCown now, and will go with McCown again next year.
I would be surprised if they went with McCown next year. I wouldn't be surprised, however, that if they did bring him back. I think what he's given, and, you know, Chris, you hear all the things about a leader and locker room presence and all that. This guy is legit. This is, I've covered this team 12 years. This guy's legit in terms of just kind of having that vibe and bringing that type of attitude. He's a coach. He is. He's going to be a coach, and he's going to do all kinds of things in this game as a leader beyond his playing days. So I don't see that as a negative if they do bring him back. But if they do, they really have to want whoever else is there to win that job. They will want to have McCown as a 39-year-old quarterback, as a guy who, like, oh, you know, this guy just twisted his ankle. We need him to go in and finish this game. They don't want him to be the starter because you're still stalled in that development and trying to find that franchise guy.
Right, so, as they have been for so long. Dennis Wozniak, yeah, joining us on this Saturday afternoon on The Fan, covers the Jets for the AP. What, if you're Mike Maccagnan, what do you want out of the rest of this year? What are your thoughts right now about what you want to see and what you can learn about this season that will help you in 2018?
I think you want to see some of the young guys kind of take that next step. You want to see Ardarius Stewart play a little more. You want to see Chad Hansen play a little more. Elijah McGuire. And unfortunately for Matt Forte, he's going through some injuries with his knee, the swelling. But that's kind of given McGuire some extra snaps that maybe he wasn't counting on, or the organization didn't think maybe he would have. So I think that's what you want to see. You want to see some of these young guys play significant snaps as you get deeper into the season. You know, the two safeties have played all year, and they've looked pretty good. So you have some guys that you could work with as bases moving forward, and that's what you want to try to see if you have with the last six games, beside the quarterback position, of course, but other positions like that. That's what you want to see. And when it comes to the coach, whereas Christopher Johnson has the final say moving forward, you want to see this team stay competitive and stay together. And so far, Todd Bowles has done that. So I think if he can manage, even if there's a few more losses, and it, you know, this schedule is tough.
Yeah.
But I think he's, so far, if you had to make the decision right now, he's earned the chance to coach next season.
And do you, like, it's hard for me. I don't know. It's hard for me when it gets away to then, like Ben McAdoo, for example. I don't care what the Giants do the rest of the way. You know, I mean, it doesn't change my opinion of Ben McAdoo. If they stay together, good for them. I mean, I'm glad they stayed together, and I'm proud of them. I mean, it's good for them that they're professional enough to keep that attitude and go after it. But it doesn't tell me a lot about Ben McAdoo to me. And the same with the Jets. If they lose tomorrow, which I expect they will, and drop the 4-7, then their season from a playoff standpoint is virtually over. I'm not so concerned about how they do the last five games. It doesn't tell me as much about Bowles as the beginning of the season does. So it's hard when you're evaluating teams that are out of it to give, you know, now the other teams are looking at them. Now they can take chances that they wouldn't have to if they needed to win the game. You know, the game is coached a lot differently when you're not under pressure to win. You want to win, but you're not under pressure to win. You take chances you normally wouldn't take, and that, you know, that I have a hard time knowing whether that's indicative of what you do when it mattered.
That's an excellent point. And I think in Bull's case, I think there was the feeling that he could go beyond this year because, you know, one thing that they did, Chris, in the offseason was kind of redecorate. They redecorated the facility, and that was all Bowles. He was trying to bring in a different attitude, a different environment that, you know, kind of brought the team together. And I just, at this point, I find it hard to believe that they would let this coach make all of these wide, you know, sweeping changes to the facility only to plan to kick him to the curb at the end of the season. I think there's a plan that they are all on board with, and I think McKagan and Bowles are both part of that moving forward. No matter how this season ends, as long as they don't get blown out every game, last six games of the season, I think Christopher Johnson, he just wants to compete, and he wants to see development from the youngsters and the team together, and I think that will mean that both of those guys will be back next season.
And really, Dennis, it almost always comes back to a simple ability to draft or an inability to draft, doesn't it? I mean, after all the talk and everything else, it really comes down to that.
Yeah, no doubt. And the Jets have struck out several times over the last few years. But, you know,
particularly with skill position players offensively. Yeah. You know, in a league that's promoting offense and trying to get fantasy players happy and keep fantasy a big part, a relevant part of the league. Points is what makes people happy when they're playing fantasy. I don't play it, so I'm not talking about for myself. But it is a big part of the millennial. Every year, more people are involved in it because every 12-year-old is, and you know, a 12-year-old 10 years ago is 22 now. So the point is, it's just going to continue to grow and grow and grow. They like points, and neither one of these New York teams can get them. And there's a tremendous shortage of skill position players on the Jets offensively, and has been for a long time, starting obviously with the quarterback, but really an elite running back, elite wide receivers. They just haven't had, you know, Marshall didn't really pan out to be all that they thought he would be. And, you know, they just never have gotten to the place where they really wanted to be with skill position players, particularly in the draft.
And the funny thing is, if you look at the Jets and how they're made up, they're probably their most dynamic player, Robbie Anderson, was undrafted.
Yeah.
He was an undrafted player, so they didn't even get him in the draft. But, yeah, I mean, and that kind of goes back to what we were talking about before when you look at some of the rookies. This is a good opportunity to get Hansen and McGuire and Stewart involved. These are three guys who you did draft this past April if on the offensive side. So, you know, if you have a young offense other than the quarterback, you want to see what these guys can do. So I think that's part of what we'll see developing over the last six games with the offensive side.
Dennis, put the star on the top of the tree, all right? Get it done. Get it done. The family is depending on you.
That is the next step, Chris. It's like you're here.
And don't fall off the ladder. We don't need the call to the emergency room. Plus, it's embarrassing.
It's true.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen. Have a great holiday. We appreciate you coming on a Saturday. Best to the family. We'll talk again soon. Thanks.
Thanks, my man. Anytime.
There you go. Dennis Wozniak Jr. giving us the lowdown on those pesky Jets. He thinks that the Bowles will be back. He may well be right. I don't know what Todd Bowles does well. I'm still waiting for someone to tell me what they think he's really good at. But I don't think it matters much because I do think he's coming back. Again, if they don't draft well, it doesn't matter who coaches. It really doesn't. You know, we cannot put the cart before the horse. If you don't draft good players, you don't win. And everything else comes after that. Make no mistake about it. As Yogi would say, you could look it up.